Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast, the mind of a Caribbean American. I am your host, A. Lynn, and welcome back. And with me today, I have my cousin.
Hey!
So, how's your week been?
My week's been pretty good. It just started, but over the weekend, I've just been spending it with, like, friends and, you know, like, going to the park. We can't really do much, so, like, I've just been in the park, chilling with friends, having picnics and stuff. So, it's been good. I've been good.
All right.
I've been good.
I've been good.
How's your week been?
My week has been pretty chill. Like, for some reason, I can't remember what I did on the weekend, but I know it's probably most likely nothing. But I've been picking up, like, new stuff from the store, like, house stuff, and, like, I decided to try Dr. Bonner's, because I've been seeing the jokes about it. So I was like, okay, let me pick this up, you know, help me relax my shoulders and whatnot. I got the eucalyptus one, and it was pretty nice. It's not as strong as people make it out to be.
The peppermint one is strong. That's the blue bottle? What bottle is that? The green bottle?
I think it's a blue bottle. The one I got is like an orange brownish bottle.
Oh, that might be the almond flavor. So it's not going to be as strong as the blue bottle. The blue bottle is really strong.
But I picked that up. I was like, I need to relax. Because I do have actual peppermint oil. And it's like, just a tiny drop is too strong. And then like my pores are really, really open. I bought more sugar scrubs just to exfoliate. Ooh. Yes.
Yeah, those are nice.
I got a vitamin C one, a coffee one, and then I just got a turmeric one the other day.
Nice.
So I just
now think, I think it's body scrubs or like face scrubs.
They're just body. I think one of them is like homemade. I got it from Etsy, so I think I could use it on my face. But I'm gonna try it out just to see.
Be careful. I feel like the body scrubs, they'd be so harsh for your face.
Right.
I feel like it'd be so harsh.
But I got sugar scrubs mostly for my tattoos, because, you know, I gotta keep them looking shiny and oiled up
and fresh.
Because I've had them for a couple of years. They don't look like they need a retouch, but eventually I might have to get a retouch.
Yeah.
But I know I've been struggling to find a tattoo artist up here. I might just go back to who I originally got it done at, make that trip.
Yeah.
So, for the past week, It's you know what's funny? Because, like, when it comes down to, like, content, like, you don't really have to sit down and, like, come up with nothing, because it's, like, every day it's, like, something is being given to us to talk about. I know with August Alsina dropped a song. It sounds pretty decent.
I think that song is fire, okay? He can sing. I don't care what nobody's saying. August can sing, and I don't want him to go out like a sucker.
Right.
Like, so I'm very happy that he's using this situation and using it to benefit his career.
Exactly.
And if I was him, I would, like, try to own that. What do they call it when you own, like, words and stuff like that? I would try to own that word.
Like, trademark.
Entanglement. Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Gain a coin over that. Like, I'm not playing. Don't try to play him.
I think if it's in the dictionary, you can't really. I don't know. I have to do more research. But I think.
Oh, like trademark it. That's what I mean. Trademark it.
Yeah. Or like get like. I don't even know what it is. But he could switch it around to where he could like trademark
make
it.
Make money off of it.
Right. Exactly. And it was so
like
funny.
Shirts and stuff.
It was so funny because Rick Ross was like, oh, he needs to make a song. And the next thing you know, Rick Ross is on the song.
I was like, y'all ain't shit.
But like, get your money. Like, I'm not gonna knock somebody from using their situation. It's like everybody else is using it and making money off of it, so you might as well.
And I also feel like he took the L from the situation. Like, I kind of feel like he's the victim. I don't care. He's the victim and use it to your advantage. Clear your name.
Exactly. Like, truly, get something out of it. I mean, I don't know what he got out of his situation besides, you know, some good loving, but. You know,
and a heartbreak.
Exactly.
She don't love him.
I know he was pissed, and it's like, you know, it don't matter, man or woman. Like, you would be mad too. Like, even if like they both consenting adults, it's just like, wow. Like, I was just something like a rebound. That's even he felt used. Like, no matter what, he felt used.
Yeah.
And nobody likes to feel used. Like, I don't care if you split up. If you like, I've been. I want to say I was in an entanglement myself, but I would say like. I know I was with a guy, and he, like, left out information, because he was like, oh, like, he kept calling, you know, the girl, he's like, oh, that's the mother of my three kids, that's my baby mama, whatever. Whole time, he's still married to her, and, like, they were separated. Yes, I was so, I cussed him out, and he was like, I let you know what my situation was. I said, no, you reworded it to make it sound
good.
Like, yeah. Like, yep. I feel lied to, because I feel
that's
like
lying. That's lying. Lying.
You took the you took the choice away from me to choose, because y'all are separated. So if anything, because then he got back with her, because I like I think he blocked me now, but I know I came across his page.
Ruined his life. Okay.
And it's so funny because like he constantly texts me around holidays and stuff, and it's like, bro, I know it's you. And when I try to call or text, it's like no answer. But when I went to his page, he was like, oh yeah, pray for my wife or whatever. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, that's the thing. Like, if you separated, because even on Twitter, like somebody was like, you know, married people be terrorizing single people. Like, leave us alone. Like, if you know you're going to get back with that person, if you know it. If the papers is not signed and y'all not separated, moved on about your life, stay away from us. Yeah. Because you're involving us, and then next you know it's like, oh, now I want to get back with this person. Exactly.
I feel like they'd be so miserable and like low key jealous that they're not single.
Yeah.
So they want to do what they want to do, but some marriages are set up where they're open marriages and people get to they agree to date other people while they're married. And I don't know, that ain't for me. I have nothing against it, but that's not for me.
Especially people who, like I said, they leave out certain information, you know, just to get their way. It's selfish.
You're lying. Yes. If you're not telling the whole truth, you're lying.
Exactly. Like, don't take away people's choice or whatnot. Yeah. But I know another thing that people are choosing to do is, like, try to come for Moneybagg. Like, I'm not a big Moneybagg fan. Like, the only song I like is the one he did with Megan, but, like, ever since he got his girlfriend, her whip, like, everybody named Mama is just mad.
Yeah.
Like, even, he even dropped a song because, like, I think it was towards K. Michelle, and he was like, oh, I thought a bitch that be messing with broke niggas said something. And I was like, yo.
Wait, were they beefing before that? Before this incident? Were they beefing?
No, I think she just.
I feel like that song been out for mad long.
I feel like she just came out of nowhere and was just, like, trying to, like, diss him or something like that.
Yeah.
Talking about some
old... K. Michelle always has something to say about something. Like, that's just K. Michelle. Like, and it's not right. It doesn't make it right. And I don't know. I feel like people just be jealous. Like, it ain't your money. Just mind your business. Like... Exactly. Just let them do them.
Exactly. I think she said something about, oh, he only had a certain amount of, I think she was talking about his money, and then it was like, oh, the car you got is rented, it's leased. And then homegirl, like, even though, like, her name wasn't mentioned, she was like, my stuff is customized and stuff. You know, she just kept capping back because she's like, bro, like, y'all gonna stop trying me. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm gonna accept a car from a nigga.
She's not the type of person, like, you're not gonna say what you wanna say to me. Like, she's the type of person, she's not taking disrespect from anyone. Like,
exactly. Like, I'm not even a big Ari, like, I've never been an Ari fan because, like, her personality is a lot, but it's like, I'm not gonna knock another woman for like wanting what she wants or responding to people that are like trying her.
Yeah, like, because we're the same.
Exactly. Like, first of all, it's like, I'm trying to figure out why are people mad. Like, why are you mad somebody gifted there because you feel like you don't deserve it? Like, I don't get it. Like,
it's jealousy, and I feel like it has a lot to do with, like, they be trying to play Ari, like, oh, she's not that smart. She's classless. Like, she's what you will call, like, your typical ratchet girl, basically. Yeah. Like,
around
the
way.
She got money. And she's not really, like, basically, she's selling, the way she's making her money is off of her looks. Because without the looks, how else are you getting your money? So people don't really like that. And it's like, okay, here it is. Her man's treating her. It's like, yo, like, what? People feel like, because she's putting it out there, they feel like they can say whatever about it. You're putting your business on Front Street, so they're gonna have something to say about it, and that's just that. It don't make it right, but it's just what happens.
It really does. I just think that is so funny. Like, I would never be mad at somebody for getting it. Like, and like, it's not even just like celebrities. Like, small town people be doing that as well. Yeah. Like, they might seem excited. No, I think they're opposite. Like, I feel as though, like, if you have some type of like quote unquote clout, or like, you know, you in a relationship, like if they like how, like, all right, let's say it's a girl, you know, she dresses nice, you know, people like how she look or whatever, she's with a guy that's, I don't know, he got something going for himself, like everybody's like kissing her ass, trying to be her friend or whatnot, because it's like, you know, it's like
they could catch
a come up. Yeah, they're like, oh, you know, let me see if some attention gonna rub off or stuff. Like, they only fuck with people that are popular. So when they see somebody that's not popular, you know, getting treated right, like the girl that, you know, they up there hyping up, they're like, how dare you, like, the nerve. It's like, how dare you not follow these standards, and you end up getting treated like somebody that looks better than you or something. But I would never understand
it. I feel like he's setting the standard of how we should be treated. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I did look up his net worth, but I look up everyone's net worth as well. I just be like, wait, how much money this person got? Like, I don't know, I just be curious sometimes. Like,
right.
It's just nice to look up and see, like, what are they doing to make these coins? Like, what are you actually doing with yourself?
Yeah, because you know? I just be thinking everybody that got a music video out, they hanging with celebrities, got money and stuff,
but they don't.
But or come to find out, like, they're not even at popping, like they got the deal and stuff, it's just like not everybody's talking about them, like the way, like they don't have a lot of hype the way other people have hype. And I'm like, oh, this person is considered underrated. Like, if this is underrated, then what are actual underrated people?
They low-key fire. I don't know, this world is weird. This world is super weird, right. I'm not a big Ari fan, but I believe in women rights. Like, I'm a woman first, so I'm gonna go hard for all women. I don't care what she looks like, even if I don't like her, I don't agree with the things that she do, I'm gonna go hard for women.
Exactly. Like, I would never knock another woman for wanting, for knowing what she wants. Like, it don't matter how she looks, because that shouldn't matter. Because
why are you upset at her man treating her good? Like, why is that something to be upset about?
The same way people get upset about push gifts, like, you know, men buying their woman who just had
buying me a push gift.
Yes.
Period.
I want a push gift.
Like, if you do not give me a push gift, we're getting a divorce.
Dang.
If I push out a 9-pound baby and you don't, God forbid, I push out a 9-pound baby, and you do not give me a push gift, we're going to have a problem. Because pregnancy is not easy.
Exactly. And people are like, oh, you know, women want gifts for doing what they're supposed to do. Okay, y'all want praise for doing what y'all supposed to do too.
Exactly. Everybody wants to be treated good. Everybody wants to be treated well, and that's bad.
I think it's just setting the standard and making people realize, like, you don't have to settle. Like, you know me, I'm constantly pointing that out. Like, when the whole Ari situation went down, and people were like, why are people mad at black women wanting luxury? Because I will stay dragging ride or die culture and struggle of culture, because y'all be pushing it. Like, y'all be thinking people supposed to settle and supposed to be happy with what they get. Nope. Like, y'all gonna be mad. Like, you show your true colors every time a woman is being spoiled.
Because they don't like to see it. And you know what's crazy? Like, a lot of women raise these men.
Yeah.
They're being raised and they're being used by men. So it's like, here it is, we're getting treated good by the next man. Why is that a problem for you? Is it because you don't know how to treat women, or you don't want to make that extra effort? And I'm not trying to bash men. Like, there's really men out there that know how to treat women well without, like, spending the bag, you know? Right. Like, there's other ways to show your love for women without spending the bag. Like, but at the same time, just because there's other ways, I'm not saying you can't spend the bag. So, just saying. I don't know.
It's like, girl, we knew, but then it's like, oh my God, all her sons are finna have a sibling, because, you know, she love calling people her sons.
All these bitches is my sons. Yes.
So I was like, oh, and then she's giving like throwback Nikki looks. So I was like,
yes.
I love it.
Oh, nah, Nikki.
Exactly. I love it. Like, yes, she finna have a little. Oh yeah, and then her husband are both from New York, so like, I already know what type of, well, you probably know what type of pregnant couple they probably is.
They gonna be a different type. That man, I don't know, like, the way he be posted up in her pictures, I be just looking like, sir, what are you doing?
Like a bodyguard. But
I'm just like, if she loved him, I like him, I guess. Like,
I don't know, I feel as though, I don't know, I try not to make, like, assumptions about New York, but, like, I've heard stories from my dad, so it's like, you know, it's pretty rough from what I heard. So, you know, a lot of dudes are constantly, they constantly got their guard up or they constantly ready. I know when Kino came down to Atlanta, like, he was just like, yo, yep, he said, yo, you need to, you know, you need to make sure you protect yourself because them niggas outside looking funny. And I'm like, they always outside. Oh,
because guys, I don't know, because I'm very suspicious as well. Like, I'm a very suspicious person.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be suspicious of anybody. I don't even care, like, but I feel like with men as a whole, it's a whole nother level. Like, they see stuff that we don't see with other men. Like, right. You know? So, I don't know. He must know. Men don't know. I don't know, like, literally.
Because I talked to a guy that was from New York, and he was like, he was a very sweetheart. He was a bum though. But he was like a very sweetheart. You know, he made sure I had food to eat. He made sure I was good. He was very affectionate, showing me off and stuff. So, you know, they know, but you know, they still don't trust other niggas. So they all kind of got their guard up. So it's like, you know, that's one thing I kind of like about New York guys. Yeah. You know.
They're very, I don't know. I just feel like I'm the same way. Like, I feel like I'm low key. A nigga, even though I'm not a nigga, like, yeah. I feel like my trust, the way my trust is, as well, like, I just be suspicious of everybody, and I feel like everybody needs to be suspicious of everybody just in general, because people be crazy, right? But that's it, New York niggas are it. we're a different type of fly, like, nowhere else compares to New York. Like,
right. I know my god sister went all the way up to New York, her and her child, to be with her man, and so they about to have a baby and stuff. So I'm like, dang, New York guys got it like that. They got women moving.
Yes, baby. And they get to the bag. They find a way to get to the bag. Like, right. Hustling to, like, another level.
Yeah, he treat her good. You know, he got her up in the house and stuff. And he constantly working, making sure he provide for them. So I'm like, damn, my sister done went and got her a provider. Like, because I know everybody was mad when she left Georgia, but she went and got her a provider. Like, imagine if she listened to those other people. She'd be down here going through it.
True. So, like, what type of guy do you feel like you want? You want someone that you could provide for? You want both of y'all to provide? Or you feel like you're okay with a man providing for you? Like,
it's like... Yeah.
You'll be the stay-at-home mom and wife. Are you okay with that type of life?
Yeah, I'm okay with that type of life. Like, I still want something to do. Yeah. Because me, I don't like just sitting around, but I like to be productive in my own way. Yes. So if I'm a stay-at-home mom, you know, have a little business on the side like most stay-at-home moms.
Yeah, you could do hair.
Right. That's the thing. I don't want to give up my, you know, things that I'm interested in. I still want to do those. But... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want a guy that provides. Shoot, I'm around men. Listen, I'm around men that provide and do what they gotta do for their woman. Like, my dad set the standard. Like, even with our cousin, you know, he done put his whole family up in the house and stuff. So it's like, I'm seeing this and then I'm talking to them. So it's like I want that.
Yeah.
I want that. I want to feel protected. Yes, yeah. I want to feel protected and stuff. I want to feel like, you know, I don't have to, like, constantly worry about, oh, this and this and that, because I know my man is going to handle it. To where my money goes into savings, like, just in case something go down. But he's, you know, he's providing, he's working, providing, and he's being a man. I want my man to be a man. Like, I don't want him to feel, like, demasculine.
Yeah.
I can take care of myself.
Like, I don't want to put all that pressure on my man. Like,
right.
I'm willing to help, too. Like, yeah. Any way that I can. Like, we're here to be partners. Like, we're not here for all of the work to be on him alone, because that comes with stress.
Exactly.
Type of stress. And God forbid he falls short. Like, I gotta be able to pull
up
the slack.
Exactly. Like, that's what I said. That's why I want my little thing on the side. I want to be able to feel like he's not man enough. Because a lot of dudes, like, most people are like, oh, a man is okay with his woman taking care of him. Like, after a while, he's going to feel less of a man. Like, you know, some people don't like to hear that. But it's kind of true. Like, let's look at Jill Scott, like, Mary J. Blige. I'm going to say Mariah. Mary J. Blige. Who else? It was another person. Wendy Williams, because when these women are like, oh, you know, they think they're doing a favor, like, oh, me and him are on the same level, we're equal, we're a team, but, you know, he's going to feel some type of way because he feels like, you know, you have more power than him. It's a whole power thing, that's how I feel.
It is a power thing. And then, you know what's crazy? Like, I think both of them cheated, right? Both husbands cheated on the woman.
Yeah, I think women went off and had a whole baby. I know old dude cheated, and he wanted her to pay child support for kids that wasn't hers. Like, I think that was Mary J. Blige, and I think with Jill Scott. I know with Jill Scott, her man, I can't remember what her man did, but she was like, you could feel it, like, even with the live, when they did the music thing.
Yeah.
She was just like, you could tell, like, she wanted to talk about something, but she was like, she's got to work through stuff.
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I heard good things.
Oh, yeah, it was very nice. It cut out at one point.
I feel like, I don't know, I can't see. I got to watch it in the moment. Or else I'm not going to go back and watch it.
Like, yeah, because it's like, you don't feel like you're not going to, like, you don't feel like you missed the experience.
Yeah, like, I missed the hype of everything. Like, I can't.
I know with Erykah Badu, like, I want one of her hats. Like, you know the hat she be wearing? Like, I just want one of those hats with, like, the box braids.
Yes, them braids be light. They be so long, though. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
I'm going to have to get a wig. But I know she just restocked her store with her incense. And and she was like, the promo for it was funny, though, because, you know, their title, Entanglement. So she was like, oh, get these, you know, something, get these incense. They're good for June and August. No, she says good for July and August. And I thought that was hilarious. Like, I think the day after she dropped it and said they were Entanglement Edition. Like I said, everybody's trying to get their coins.
Yes, and I ain't mad. Okay, we're quarantined. There's really no way out here for somebody to get money. So get your money. Get it how you get it.
Exactly. Especially since, like, to be honest, I could have used this quarantine to, like, get a whole nother degree.
Yes. Because I feel like so many places was giving away degrees. Like, you know, like the Harvard place. Yeah. The Harvard school, I didn't take any classes from there. Like, I don't know if you checked out anything, but they was giving out certificates. Everywhere was giving out certificates.
I know I started a program and I was like, this is boring. So, like, I have to contact them to let them know, like, hey, I don't want to do this no more. I want to do something else that's more interesting. But no, I'm mad because my school low-key ghosted me because I'm looking at the emails and it's like there's no recent emails. The last email I got was that, graduation was June 6th, but they moved it to December. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, where's my cap and gown?
Girl,
I want to take pictures in it, like everybody. I want to take pictures like everybody else.
They took forever to send my cap and gown, like almost a damn month. I don't know why I didn't cancel it, but my mother was like, "Oh, don't cancel it. I want to go take professional pictures."
Right.
It came. I'm just like, I don't even want you no more. Like, it's still in the wrapper. Like, I wasted my money.
I know they sent me my the little papers and stuff. So come to find out, they gave me, all right, I got my degree in business management. Then I got a diploma in business management. So I was like, okay, I guess. And then I got I think they gave me a certificate or credit in like human resource management. So I was like, hey, let me go fill out some jobs.
Yes.
Let me go finesse my resume and give me some jobs, a little stay at home.
Right. I'm like, I went to school and got this degree through quarantine, through COVID. Exactly. I need like an extra something.
It's like I now have a skill in scheduling, and I have, look, try to use some of the skills I learned from cooking and stuff, how to organize and run a team.
Yes, I know how to work with others.
So I guess I have to wait till December, even though it's not far from now, but I have to wait till December to hear about my cap and gown and the ceremony. So I'm just ready to take my pictures. I already know how I'm going to wear my hair. I already know how I'm going to pose, the outfit I'm going to wear underneath it. I'm gonna make sure, I'm gonna teach everybody how to work my cameras because I need not just my phone pictures. I need the professional look.
Professional.
Because I'm not paying somebody when I have my own cameras.
Yeah, no way. No way.
So I'm going to need.
All you need is a little natural light and you'll be fine. You'll be perfect.
Look, I have a portable light that you can put on top of the cameras and take pictures just in case it's dark. I have a portable light that all I do is charge it, slap it on, put on the camera, and bam, there go my light right there. I don't need any other extra. I'm prepared.
Yes.
Because I'm just
honestly, like, I'm so happy that you get to even have a graduation in December. Right. Like, they was just like, no graduation with my school. Like, they didn't say, oh, we're going to reschedule it. Well, they said we're going to reschedule it, but they didn't give us a date or nothing like that. So at this point, it's really no graduation. And I feel like in December or even next year, I'm not going to my graduation next year. That's, it's slow. It's slow. Like, that's a waste of time.
Well, what did you go to school for?
So I went to school for two things. So I started out as a women's studies major.
Oh.
And then I got a job in social services.
Uh-huh.
So once I got that job, I was like, okay, how can I make some more money working in this field? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my degree is going to help me make the coins. So I end up, like, going into psychology as well. But I ended up majoring in psychology and minoring in women's studies. Okay. And it's been a good program. Like, it's been great. No complaints. Psychology is very interesting. Women's studies is my passion because at one point I wanted to be a lawyer for women.
Uh-huh.
I no longer want to be a lawyer anymore, even though I'm still passionate about fighting for women's rights for equality of women. I'm very passionate about that, but not doing that anymore.
I think you could kind of like get a chair. You get a seat somewhere and you're able to speak and like have an influence.
Like an activist. I wanted to do that too, but like, girl, when I be hearing about all these activists dying,
right,
that don't make me want to do no type of activism.
Who you telling?
No way. There's been so many black activists coming up dead, showing up dead, missing, and I know a lot of it has been with the Black Lives Matters movement, but I'm scared. Like, I'm still scared regardless. Like, I'm a black woman. Like, they're gonna try to harm me too.
Right, so you gotta do like behind the scenes work and whatnot. Do you feel like other people's influence, like, did you have to deal with like comments from other people when you decided like, oh, I'm gonna study this or study that, or you just keep it to yourself, like, I'm just going to school, that's it?
girl, so like when I first started out, I felt like I was very open to telling people, like, oh yeah, I'm in school, like, yeah, this is what I'm in school for, like telling everyone. I think it came down to, like, my junior year, I was just like, yeah, I'm not telling nobody anything anymore. Because at the end of the day, you're not really getting, like, I feel like students don't really get the emotional support that we need while we're in college.
Yeah.
And I feel like people don't realize how much we need the support and how much we be ready to give up, like, every day. Right. And it's like, why am I telling you about what I'm doing in school? I'm in school 7 days a week. I'm not trying to talk about school when I'm not in school. Like, I'm already exhausted from that. And I just feel like you're not really being supportive. You just want to be nosy and know what I'm doing in school. Like, you don't really care. And I don't feel like wasting my breath because you feel like this is just for conversation purposes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not telling you anything. And I stopped telling everybody everything. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't even feel like my family knew what I went to school for. Like,
yeah, because I know I did.
It's really bad.
I just know you finished school and everybody was happy. You were like, yay.
Like, a lot of people didn't even know that I was graduating until, like, I had done that last assignment.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, my mother knew the year before. Like, my close friends knew. My cousins knew the year before. But everybody else, I didn't tell. Like, no, you were not supportive.
Right.
You don't need to know.
Because then people feel like, oh, you chose to go to school. So, you know, if you up there doing it and whatnot, like, they support, like, after the fact. But it's like, where were you during the process?
They want,
like,
to celebrate.
Yeah.
Hell, like, no.
Bro, I was about to lose my mind. Assignments being late, having to take naps in the car to make sure that, because I used to do that too, like, having to take naps in my car and then finish assignments because I know that if I go home and try to take a nap, the assignment's not going to get done, and I'm going
to
be
And let's
mad.
Not talk about working and going to school. Let's not talk about that.
Who are you telling? Two jobs.
Jesus, two jobs.
One in the morning, one overnight.
Jesus. Let me tell you something. Like, I literally worked two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I was waking up, like, before the crack of dawn to go to work, and then after that, I'm racing to go to school. Like, I'm not even coming home to eat nothing. Going straight to school. And then getting out of class at 10 o'clock at night. Going home, trying to rush home because I had to wake up the next morning to go to work early. Like, it was a lot. It was a lot. And then people just be feeling so entitled to your time. It's like, dog, I'm going through a lot over here. I'm going through a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
I just, at the end of the day, I feel like we need to really realize how much emotional support for college students is very important.
Especially like when you have that feeling like you don't have no life, like you can't even do things that make you happy because it's like, oh, I gotta go to work, I have to schedule this around. And then with me, with my child, is like, bro, I have to find time to spend with my child. I shouldn't have to do that.
Yep.
And then when my child starts acting out because she's not getting the attention, it's like extra stress and stuff.
But and they do act up because I work with kids. They do act up when they don't get attention.
I prefer like a kid sometimes. I'd be like, okay, I'm not getting a little bit of attention. Because sometimes I'll just be wanting like a, hey, how you doing? I'm not getting attention. I'm pissed.
Yeah, low-key. Everybody wants attention. Everyone. Everybody.
But I know that when I decided, I've been interested in business. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do until like my senior year of high school. And I was like, okay, I'm interested in business. You know me, I got the school little certificate for completing all the business classes.
Programs.
So I was like, I'm interested in business.
Yes.
So when I went to school, when I started school, because look, I've been doing this for like since 2014. So when I started school, I was like, okay, I want to switch the college I was going to and decided to go somewhere where I can commute. And then like when I went to the school I commute to, like, I wasn't learning nothing in my program. They were teaching me math and English and stuff. And I'm like, I don't need to learn this. Like, I already know this. I mean, the math part, yes. Then I took a break from school. And I told myself, like, hey, if I go back to school, I'm going to take this serious and I'm going to finish it. So, me, I'm happy because I stuck to my word and stuff. Even though it was stressful, I stuck to my word. And it's like, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the background or nothing, but I know my dad, like, even though I'm happy about my degree, he's like, he feel like I could do
what
more.
What you gonna do with this?
Exactly.
Yo,
I can
hear Uncle Opie. Oh, my gosh. And how did you respond?
I was like, yo, I got this stuff. Because he was just like, because one thing he does, he, like, does his own little research or whatnot. And he was like, yo, you know.
That's good.
Because he thought, like, oh, I wanted to, like, open up a clothing store. I'm like, hell no. Like, it's, like, I want to manage. Like, I want to be, in a manager position, not, like, a business owner position. Like, you know, that's what people think. They think your business is, like, oh, you want your own business. Like, to be honest, not really. Like, I'll be, like, a side hustle. I want to manage stuff. Like, I want to be able to, like, be a part of a team and help run stuff. But with him, my Nana, and I think it was somebody else, they wanted me to, like, work, like, be a nurse, basically. And I'm like, bruh, not everybody wants to be a nurse.
Cousin, talk about it.
Not everybody wants to be a nurse.
Talk about
like,
it, cousin. Please. Talk about it.
Like,
talk about it.
That was one of my interests, like, you know, healthcare. I wanted to be, like, OBGYN. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
I'm like, hell no, I want to do this.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, there's nothing
you
against
know what's so
people.
Funny? Like, I feel like, Caribbean parents, like, if you're not doing anything in the medical field, they're not even trying to hear what you're doing. Is what you're majoring in is not even important if you're not doing anything in the medical field. Right. And you know what's crazy, like, I took a CNA class, like,
I did the same thing when I took a break. I took a administrative medical assistant class, but I failed the test, and I just told my parents that I just couldn't find a job. But I didn't want to tell them I failed the test because I knew they were going to feel some type of way. And plus, I was not going to spend almost $100 to take the test again. I was just like,
Hell no.
I'm just going to take the knowledge I learned, keep the books, and, you know, use it in the future.
And you know what's crazy? It was, like, a free class.
Yeah.
So, like, I got a free class. I could have, I did the internship at the nursing home as well. Like, I did all of that. But, you know what's crazy? Like, around that time, like, that's when our grandma died. And I was so sad. I was like, oh, hell no. Hell no, I'm not gonna be working in no nursing home, like, around these old people. And my grandma just died.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
It's like an emotional toll.
I was just emotionally drained. Like, oh no. Like, I'm not, like, not to put a damper on this, but.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not doing this. Like, hell no. And then I just quit the program. I went through the whole program. I was just like, yeah, I'm not doing this. This is not for me. And I'm not gonna force myself to do something that I don't feel passionate about and something that I really don't wanna do. So I didn't do it.
I remember grandma told me, she's like, girl, make up your mind.
Jesus. To this day, like, I did not tell them that I was graduating at ASVE. Like, yeah. Not to make it sound so bad, but, like, yeah. It was coming down to, like, the last day. And my grandma was like, you're not doing. Like, girl, yes, I am. I'm in school and I'm working. Like, I'm just not doing what you feel passionate about me doing.
Right.
I'm not a nurse.
I think they feel like it's more stable. And they just don't want us to struggle, basically.
And I get that. Like, but we smart. Like, we got this. Like, we got side hustles and everything. Like, we're going to be fine. We're going to be straight, regardless.
But, yeah, like, they know that we have that hustle in our blood. So, it's like, you know, I understand you want us to have something stable, benefits, all that stuff. But it's like,
yeah.
I still want to, like, go for what I want and stuff. Like,
exactly.
Because even though they know, you know, they don't want us to struggle, you know, if I struggle, that you're going to come through for me. So it's like, and you're not going to be mad. You know, most parents, like, you know, they want you to get something stable because, you know, they don't want you running back to them. But it's like, you know, if I run back to you, you got me. Even though you don't want me to struggle, but you know that you got me. So,
yeah, don't worry, parents, we got this. And I feel like, you know what's crazy? Like, with our millennials, like, we're not doing anything that does not make us happy. Like,
right.
We're just not doing it.
And it's so funny when you look at, like, jobs and whatnot. So many jobs were created that wasn't here, like, years ago. Like,
yeah.
So many jobs, we done created a whole new market and a whole new job titles and positions and stuff that people didn't even know that they needed.
Because this is the age of creatives, I feel like.
Right. But it was so...
I don't know.
No, I was watching a video and this guy was like, in the future, everybody's going to be an influencer and people going to be like, where are the doctors at?
Oh, shit. Sorry. That's what it's going to be.
It was like, but I think people are taking on more than one thing. Like, we're being
multi-faced.
Yeah, basically, because it's like, I could be an influencer and I could save your life. So it's like, so it's like focusing, because everybody preach about one, like, you know, multiple streams of income. So it's like, me, I rather have
Do what makes me happy as well.
Exactly.
Let me do that too.
I rather have multiple streams of income than stressing about this one thing, because that's where all my money comes from.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you hate the job. Like,
oh,
not a job that you like.
Right. So, you know, they were happy about the business manager. It's so crazy because I had to explain it, so they won't be like so quick to be like, "Oh, what you gonna do with that?"
Right.
And many people be like, "Oh, stand up to your parents." I say, "Are you trying to get me smacked? Because my parents don't care how old I'm. Like, they're going to pop me." So it's like, I have to
stand up, girl. I don't care. I'm sorry.
So it's like, I explain to them, like, my plan and whatnot, because I think they know how I am and how, like, I get sad. You know, I just be getting sad. So they know how I am, and I'm like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. So, like, they're supportive every time I switch up what I want to do. And my dad was just like, yo, you know, you have these multiple things, but, you know, focus on one thing and everything else will fall into place. So I'm like, okay, cool, bet.
Yeah.
Because I know that me, I'm taking up, like, photography. Well, I mostly want to do videography. So, me, I'm just, like, learning the ins and outs. Like, I'm not just jumping into it and then learning as I go. I'm just trying to learn and then do what I have to do so that, you know, it comes out right and stuff. You know, I've been seeing people with, like, a little blur filter and probably, like, an exposure. And, you know, they have a whole business doing that. So, it's like, me, I don't compare myself to others. It's like, okay, if somebody could get paid $400 to do some loose box braids, you know, that's their business. Because me, I already know that I'm going to do mine this way, and my price is my price. So I don't focus on other people. Like, no, like,
you can't.
Not at all. Like, my price is my price.
Yeah. And I feel like people are going to come to you for a specific reason. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's your service or your talent. People are going to come to you because of you and not because of nothing else. There can be 10,000 people in one field.
Right.
They're going to come to you because either they relate with you, they connect with you, or it's just something that draws them to you. They're going to come to your service. They're going to come to your service, period.
Exactly. I learned that in school. Like, to be honest, college helped me, like, just basically with personal life as well, because I learned about, like, you know, maintaining relationships with people and, you know, the with business, the customer to customer relationships and stuff, and how to get customers to come back and whatnot. Even the whole sociology and how people think when it comes to buying products. Like, I learned all of that. Like, to be honest, I will do my program again just to, like.
It sounds so interesting.
Yes. And all the information constantly repeats, but it repeats in different ways. So it's like. Yeah. And I kick it with this.
College scam. Like, when you take one class and then you done learned that in a whole nother class already, I'm just like, all right, yep.
Y'all doing too much at this point. So, like, when I see people constantly on, like, social media talking about some, oh, y'all could have took y'all money and started a business. I'm like, bruh, I went to school for...
I could do both.
Exactly. But I see it as this. I went to school for a business management. We had to come up with businesses for a grade. Stop telling these people to start a business, because that shit is stressful. Yeah. If I had to do it for a grade every semester, like... Yeah. Oh, like, stop, like, it's a process, like, especially,
it's hard, basically, it's very hard.
Yeah, and especially, like, you don't know what the future is, so now it's like, you got rent, you got water, you got light bills, and then you gotta constantly stock up on your inventory. You don't know if they're gonna stop, like, letting products ship to America or just ship in general. You gotta maintain that, you know, you gotta put money to the side, you know, you gotta do the paperwork. It's just a lot. People just think it's get a product, sell a product.
It's easy,
I got my money. No, sweetie, because when tax time come around, we all gonna be stressed because it's gonna be trying to do taxes when you're on unemployment, and then people trying to do their businesses and stuff. And then, like, it's so funny how people are clowning people for, like, being on unemployment and not using their money wisely, but I've heard about them small business loans that they were giving out. So I'm like, oh, this is why y'all talking ish. They done gave y'all 10K.
Ooh, okay.
And I was like, oh, y'all thought y'all got away with it. Because, I mean, understand, like, everybody's like, oh, they can't send everybody to jail. But you will be, like, you will be fined. Like, because I think it said something about you had to have your business before 2020. And a lot of people started their business in 2020 and they're filling out these loans.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you know.
Yeah, scam of the government.
Exactly. Like, y'all
going to jail.
Y'all talking about unemployment fraud when y'all up there taking small business loans and y'all don't even have a small business.
That's
or y'all just started.
They were doing that? Oh, no. I didn't know people were doing that.
Yeah, I just found out about it. And I was like, oh, wow. So I was like, oh, this is why people, like, this is why people talking cash.
Yo. You know what's crazy? There's been so many scams going on Cash App as well, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like I'm scared, like, to ever get in trouble with the government. Like, I don't want that to ever happen.
Exactly. I try to stay away from people like that because it's like, don't involve me with your stuff. I care about my life.
Like, seriously. I'm not going to prison for tax fraud. Like, no type of fraud. No thanks.
And that's another thing, like, I just been doing in general is, like I was telling you about, like, you know, investing in more self-care stuff, you know, trying to level up, like, outside of, like, picking, you know, change the type of guys I go for, you know, just trying to, like, dress better, try to figure out, like, what I want to do with myself, like, especially since I done graduated, like, I didn't know about, like, you know, post-graduation blues until, like, after I finished. Because I was like, oh, wow, like, what do I do next?
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes, I was like, what do I do next? Like, I got to apply for these jobs, but it's like, what do I do next in the meantime until, like, and it's like, what type of job do I want to go for? Like, what do I fill out? I haven't filled out a job application in so long.
Girl, you, me neither. Because how I feel is, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I was prepared for the graduation blues because, like, a lot of my friends graduated before me. Mm-hmm. So, like, I already knew that was coming. So, I took what class did I take? I think it was called a post-op class.
Yeah.
But in that class, they basically teach you how to prepare for interviews and how to go on, like, how to look for jobs, basically.
Yeah.
So, they were so encouraging. Like, my teacher was so encouraging when quarantine came. Like, she was giving us so many websites, and she basically prepared us for when we graduated.
Like,
so, like, I
kind of
knew, like,
out
before I graduated, what next steps I wanted to take,
mm-hmm.
especially because I was already working in social services.
Yeah.
But she basically narrowed it down for me. Like, she made us take so many surveys. Like, she was not playing with us. Like, she wanted us to know what we were doing
mm-hmm.
before we graduated, and I feel like I narrowed it down. Like, I already knew that I wanted to go into social services.
Yeah.
But I know what career I want, and I know what school I'm interested in going to, and I know what's going to cost me and those type of things. Like, so I was just lucky enough to take that type of class, you know?
Yeah.
Because I knew that my all of my friends graduated before me. I knew that those blues are there. Like, you're not going to get a job right away.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie. Like, I haven't been looking for no damn jobs. Like, I'm not even going to waste my time. Like, I'm not.
Yeah. I'm not. One thing I did was, like, I just typed in my degree, and I was like, what type of jobs can you get with that? So then I started writing down all the duties of those jobs, and it's like, let me work on these skills so that when I do apply, like, when they be like, oh, do you know how to write this? Do you know how to write that? Do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? I'm like, yes, yes, and yes. I taught myself.
Yes. And you know what's crazy? She gave us a link to a website that you can take courses to teach you the skills for different type of jobs, like whatever they're like requiring of you. Like, she gave us like a whole, that lady set us up for everything. And I'm not gonna lie, like, she said, like, once you graduate, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Like, I'm still willing to help you. Like, she said, I'm still willing to help you. Even if you need help, like, with your interview process, like, if you don't know what to say, like, you can still, like, email me, and we could just set up like a little, we could set up a little meeting, and then we could talk with her. So, yeah. Aww. I don't know. But, yeah, like you said, like, it's best to, like, take all the skills, like, practice, like, whatever you need for these jobs, like, and get whatever certificate you need, get the experience.
Right. It's a lonely journey because, like, me, I'm so used to having, like, I want to say somebody to hold my hand, but, like, you know, just be able to go to somebody and talk to it. Now it's like, oh, I really got to do this. I can't go to nobody because they might not understand. Or I can't keep going to my parents because they're going to be like, hey, you're an adult now. Figure it out. And it's like, oh, I guess. Because, like, I don't know, being out on my own is kind of scary. Like, my mom even knows that I'm scared of this stuff. It's like, this is scary, bro. Like, I not only have to take care of myself, I take care of my child. And then I have to figure out my next moves. I got to be ahead of stuff. And then especially, like, when it comes out to work, like, I got to constantly make sure, like, you know.
You have something.
Yeah, or I have to make sure that this is what I want to do. Because once I'm in it, like, the process to, like, move on to something else or back out, it's like, I have to keep going through this until I can find the next thing that's good.
Yeah.
So, like, it do be lonely, and I do be like, I wish I could talk to somebody about this, but then it's like, oh, I don't want to, because then it's like, I don't want to give out too much information.
same. But you could call me cousin. I'm very, I feel like we're literally the same, low-key.
Hey.
In different ways, we're the same.
In different ways.
Yeah. But like, we're definitely going down the same journey right now. So you can always hit my line. Mm-hmm. I just started to answer my phone more. I'm doing better with texting. So if you want to call me, you can. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know, it's so crazy because, like, when it comes down to, like, relationships, I know how to navigate through that. But anything outside of that, I'm like, I'll do that tomorrow. Like, it's like different steps, like, with leveling up. Like, people just think it's like, oh, finding somebody better in a relationship. But it's just, like, just changing my whole mindset and things that I've already knew. And, you know, a lot of other people, like, you might be friends with or close to, they might not understand that. And, like, that's why I said, like, it's kind of lonely because they're not going to understand that. They're going to think you're doing too much or whatnot, or they're going to think you're bugging. And then what you
need. Honestly, F them. Be too much. Do too much. Like, I feel like I'm at the point in my life where I'm tired of dulling myself down for other people's comfort. Like, is me being a lot, talking loud, is that too much for you? Is me talking with a little slang too much for you? I'm sorry. Who cares? Be too much.
Right.
Take up space.
When I choose not to do nothing, I think it's mostly, I don't know, like, I know it's outside of the Black community, but I know within the Black community, people are like, are they like, they're always trying to humble people, like, oh, you think you better, or oh, you think, because you got this, you think you better, or you think you better, you think you better.
No, you think I'm better. I don't think I'm better.
Exactly. It's like, because I want to change certain parts of my life, or if I want to go for this, or if I want to upgrade certain parts of my life. Or if I choose, that's why when it comes down to certain things, like, I'm really quiet about it because,
yeah,
like, even though, like, you do have to talk to people, like, you know, with my child, like, I do have to interact with her father. So I know he's going to peep certain stuff and then go back and tell somebody. He might think that, oh, you know, this person, my friend, you know, somebody I could talk to, but that, you know, that person is talking. So, like, that's why I just be like, it's certain stuff I can't be quiet about because I know somebody is going to peep it or somebody's going to hear it and they're going to tell somebody else thinking that, oh, you know, it's just a convert, you know, part of the conversation. Next thing you know, like, you know, I'm feeling a shift in my life. You know, word of mouth, like, it's powerful. So it's like, certain stuff you can't keep to yourself because, like, people got eyes. People got eyes and stuff. Because I know that, you know, I'm going to have to make changes, you know, for me and my daughter. So it's like, I know that some people are going to have something to say, even though I don't care. But it's just like, I'm like, you know, me, I'm all about energy. And, you know, people can talk down and negative about certain stuff and shit. You know, stuff cannot happen. So it's like, you know, I'm be as quiet, I'm be sneaky as I have to be.
Silent moves or whatever.
Right. You know, because it's like, I'm doing this for me, my daughter. The same with my god sister. Like, people were upset of her for moving to New York and whatnot. But she was like, but y'all wasn't doing nothing for me and my son. Y'all wasn't trying to help any type of way, like, go about your business. And I was like,
it's hard being a single mom. People don't know how hard it is. Exactly. Like, being a single mom and not have no help. It is hard. I have so many friends that are single moms and their baby fathers ain't doing nothing. Lord. It's hard. So exactly. I did not knock your sister, like, F that.
Me either. I was like, for you. First of all, I already knew what type of girl she was too. She likes to be spoiled, all right? So just, I already knew what type of girl she was, and she was just talking to me about her man and stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, that's the type of guy you need. People were like, oh, why are you with this old-ass nigga? He ain't even that old. But they were like, oh, why are you with this old-ass nigga? Why are you going to leave Georgia where you got family and stuff? And she was just like, yeah, whatever. She went on about her business.
What is family doing for me?
Exactly.
They have to do anything, but, you know, she needs the support. You have a child, she don't need the support.
And then, like, I think he's a good thing. He's a good thing for her because she realized that certain stuff that she was doing, she didn't have to do that. Like, she was putting up with stuff just because it was family. Or just because, like, you know, I think she mostly kept people around as, you know, like, something to, like, a plan B. Like, even though this person, you know, they cause drama and stuff, I know that if something happened, I could run, you know, I could have a place to lay my head or whatnot.
Yeah.
But he was like, yo, you don't have to take this. Like, if somebody's on the phone... Yeah, if somebody's on the phone wilding out on you, hang up on them.
Yeah.
Don't try to reason with them. And I was like, okay, cool. He coming through with you. Positive, bruh.
Yes. And honestly, you cannot argue with crazy. Crazy is crazy.
Exactly.
Like, don't ever argue with crazy.
Because me, I used to think like, oh, you know, why would this person do this? Why would this person do this? But now that I'm older... And now that, you know, I'm like, oh, shoot, I see why these people had to make these moves, had to change these jobs, or had to, you know, take that leap of faith and stuff. Even though it's just me and my daughter, like, even though, like, let's say I was with a dude, and he was like, hey, you know what, I got this job, we making more money, but we got to move to this area. And I'm going to be thinking to myself, yeah, it's like that. It's like, oh, my man got a better job. You know, we about to be up in this, you know, we might have to deal with this. You know, the small situation, you know, when you first move, you know, you got to deal with your living environment. But then if we upgrade later, I'm going to be like, okay, cool, bet. Because, you know, me and him decided to, even though, like, that's something I would do, like, for a man that I feel like I'm going to spend.
Together.
Yeah, like, when a man I feel like I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. But if it's a temporary boo I just met, he trying to talk about moving with him, I'm like, I don't know. But the thing is,
I'm like, niggas are stressed. Like, you're not about to stress me out, dog.
But the thing is, I haven't really been in that many relationships, so, like, I don't even know what's too fast or what's too soon and stuff. I be seeing people get engaged and about to have a baby, and they ain't even been together for a year, and I don't even know, like, they're like, is that normal? Because
it's not even about what's normal. I feel like normal is not real.
Yeah.
And I feel like you just gotta do what's best for you. Like, you know your relationship, and you just gotta move at the temperature of your relationship. Like, if you feel like you met this man and y'all only known each other for 3 months and you feel like, okay, you're ready to get married to him, then do it. Like, who cares?
I don't know.
If you feel like that's the man that you want to spend the rest of your life with and you see yourself spending the rest of your life with him, go ahead and get married. Do your thing. Like, I don't know.
Sometimes,
if that works for you.
I feel like I have commitment issues. I'm mostly...
Me too, cousin.
Because I know I went to therapy and then she was like, oh, you know... you don't want to end up in another situation like your baby father. Like, he's there for her, but just like the whole relationship wise and constantly thinking like, oh, you know, are we going to be together? Are we not going to be together? You know, is this normal? Like, yeah, all that stuff. Like, I don't want to deal with that twice and then bring another child into this world when I could have just went back to my baby father if I'm dealing with somebody that's my baby father part two. That's how I feel. So it's like, I want something different. And then like, that was when I was 18, like, so yeah. It's like, I've learned from that. So like, now I'm kind of picky with relationships because it's like, I don't want to end up having a kid by somebody. And like 2 weeks later, it's like, everything is going to hell. Cause it's like, I could have saved my womb for another man that actually wanted to be here. not to be mean, but yo, just like, what? I could have kept that to myself for somebody else that wanted that, you know, that was going to treat me right. Because, like, I don't want to waste my time and then commit to something that later ends up backfiring.
Yeah. And honestly, like, a child, they take so much from you as far as your body wise. Exactly. Is this worth the stress?
Because I know, like, I stressed when I was pregnant.
Your body's never going to be the same after having a child. Like, it's never going to be the same.
Exactly. I know I stressed, and I was 18, so I know I stressed. Yeah. That boy. That boy put me through it. So it's just like, I'm not trying to deal with that again. No.
Yeah.
No. That's why I started to see a pattern and I'm like, all right, okay, I'm tired of this pattern. Let me put my foot down. Let me realize that I like nice things. And if he can't do that for me, then it's like, girl, why are you entertaining him? Like, he don't even want to take you out on a date. He want to come over to your house and chill. Like,
baby, what?
Like, no.
No. Like, you can't even know where I laid my head at. Like, forget all of that. Exactly. You can't even know where I live.
And I'm not going to come over to your house because I don't know you. You don't know me like
exactly.
That. Like, can we go to a public place and talk about each other? Because that feels though like that's too like, oh, you're trying to lay down with me. Even though most people do that, I don't feel comfortable. If I don't feel comfortable doing something, and I'm not going to let nobody pressure me, nothing like that. It's like, I'm moving on. Like, I think that's my way of leveling up. Because what I used to deal with, I don't deal with that now. Like, I let a dude know what I like, and either he with it or he not. And
either
then
he gonna step up or he not, okay?
Exactly. Like, before, like, I know I be just hanging out with dudes, and like, he'll be like, "Hey, you hungry? You know, I'm gonna come over. You hungry or whatever?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I want this and that." He come over and he's like, "Oh, you know, just stuff like that." Like, I couldn't even squeeze like a bottle of water out of a nigga like years ago. Yes, years ago. Years ago, I used to hop in my car to go see dudes or whatnot. And I couldn't even get a bottle of water or a decent meal. Like, I was out here going out bad.
No, but baby cousin. Let me tell you something.
I was young.
These men, they know your worth. They just hope that you don't know your worth.
Right.
And I'm so happy that you don't put up with that foolishness no more. Like,
not anymore.
You do not deserve stuff like that.
I remember this girl I used to hang with. I was hanging out with her and her cousin and her friend. And then her cousin who just graduated high school, she thought that because I had certain stuff going on that I was attracting guys that had certain stuff. I'm like, no, sweetie. Like, because I think I had just moved into my first crib. I had a job. That's what I was doing. I just had a job. And I moved into my first crib. I think I just started school. And she was like, oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. I thought guys, you know, were on the same level. I said, no, sweetie, having a crib attracts dudes that need somewhere to lay their head. having a car attracts dudes that need a ride.
Don't got a car.
Exactly. It don't matter. You could be the most successful woman out here and you're gonna still have dudes who feel as though like existing is, you know, the best thing that they could do for the relationship.
Or that showing up or texting back is that's it.
Yeah, like, or what? Just or having dick. Like, they just think that's it. Like,
love ain't even enough.
Exactly. Right? It's like, if something, if I have to be on bed rest, what are you going to do, sir?
Nothing. Just give me dick.
Exactly. Like,
can you cook? Can you fix something?
Like, people are thinking it's money. Like, no. Like,
it's not always about money.
Exactly. That's why I constantly drag 50-50 people. Like, I can't do that. I'm not comfortable doing that.
Really? I feel like I'm willing to, like, step up to the plate.
Into 50-50.
I'm willing to do it.
But most dudes 50-50 is
cheap.
Yes, we're going half on the rent, half like your roommate situation, but they still want you to clean, cook and clean, take care of the kids, And it's like, you need to cook and clean too. The book.
Oh, yeah.
If we're going to really be 50-50, but I don't know. I feel as though that's constantly splitting stuff down the middle. Like, especially like if we're going on dates and we got to constantly split the bill. Like, splitting everything down the middle, that kind of irritates me.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
I just feel like, oh, no, we're not going on dates and splitting bills. Like, yeah. Either you got it this time and I got it the next time. You offered to take me out. You offered to go out. You wanted to go out. You're paying.
Exactly.
If I offer to go somewhere, maybe I'll pay. Like, I'll pick up a bill.
Or like,
we could take turns.
Like, I don't know, cause I'm nervous about 50-50. Cause like, what if I want to be spoiled? Like, are you gonna make me go half of my birthday gift?
Oh no, cousin. No,
that's how I feel. That's just went through my mind when it comes to 50-50. Cause it's like, are we gonna do half on every single thing?
I feel like when you come, I don't know. I just feel like. When you've been with a guy when you're used to guys spoiling you, it comes, I don't know. Like, when you're used to men spoiling you, messing with someone that's not willing to spoil you is just like, or messing with someone that's doing the bare minimum, it just can't cut it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, I don't know. I see what you're saying with the 50-50 thing. Like, those men, any man that wants to do everything 50-50, is most likely going to be a cheap man.
Yeah,
I'm used to dating men that are stepping up to the plate and offering to do things for me. So
yeah, that makes you want to do stuff for them.
When I see that you're offering, it makes me want to help too. It makes me want to step it up. Like, no, babe, you don't have to always pay. Like, I got you. I got us. Like,
yeah,
it's okay.
If you ever see me giving a man a gift, just know he did what the fuck he had to do.
Exactly.
I'm not just giving him a date. I'm not giving him a gift.
Dating, and I see that he's showering me with love and always wanting to care and always wanting to pay. Like, no, I'm gonna step up to the plate and I want to take care of you too. Like, period. Period.
Exactly. The only time
and that's
you'll
what
see
I mean by 50-50. Like, yeah. I don't know about all that other stuff.
Yeah, all that. Because that made me nervous. It's like, if you can barely take care of yourself, how are you going to, you know, come through for me and our future kids? It makes me nervous.
Yeah, everybody gotta be secure before getting into a relationship. That's
right.
What it's like.
That's why I take
my
time.
Secure, you have to come into a relationship whole. If you're not whole, we don't need to be doing this. Like,
that's why I take my time. Like, people be like, oh, you know, because I know they were talking about how Nikki was like 37, about to have her first child. It's like, so she wanted to establish her career. She said it. She said, I want to make sure.
37 is not that bad.
Exactly. Especially if you healthy and you know you went through all the doctors and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, she wanted to make sure her career was straight. She wanted to make sure she had money in the bank and that her future child would be good.
I just feel like people never gonna have nothing nice to say about Nikki. They just don't like her.
I don't know where it came
and
from.
I love her because she's a boss ass bitch, period. You know what I'm saying? That's all she stands for, being a boss. A boss ass bitch, so I'm gonna love her regardless. I don't care.
I don't know where all the hate came from. Like, Nikki was chilling, like, everybody loved her. Like,
nah, Nikki's mouth is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I can admit that. Look, everybody hold her accountable for action, but it just does every time, like, she does something, it's like a whole bunch of hate, and it's like, damn, like, what has this bitch done to y'all? And you know, her Trini gonna come out when she be clapping back. That'd be her Trini side.
I feel like Nikki acts like the women that men do not want to see. Like,
the same way with Megan.
They don't want women talking back to them all crazy. They don't, like, I don't know. I just feel like men are intimidated by strong women. Not men, but some men.
Some. Yeah,
like,
yeah, say some, because they don't like to be generalized.
Yeah.
The same way with Megan.
I don't want to discriminate either, because it's not all men for real. There's different type of men out there.
Ooh, child. Mostly men who can't take care of themselves. That's how I feel. But like I said, the same way with Megan and, like, we're gonna leave City Girls out of there because they do their own thing. But like Megan, who else? I can't remember. Like Megan's talking about some, you know, I do what I want. And then it's crazy how people try to use her lyrics against her. And it's like, bro, like, dang, y'all hate independence so bad. First of all,
when she got shot.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
Exactly. I was like, ew.
That was really disgusting. Like,
that made me pay attention. What? I was like, I'm paying attention to who's sharing it, laughing at Kiki and I did. Especially seeing other women Kiki at it. And it's
talk
like,
talk about women hate. Talk about hating women. Like, Exactly. When I saw 50 post that, what did he post of her, like, of her getting shot?
Yeah, it was like a video with their faces
over
it.
Why would you make fun of that? Like, what? Of somebody getting shot?
Exactly. Like,
and I'm disgusted because I feel like nobody came to her aid. No one stuck up for her. And this is why women feel unprotected by Black men. Black women feel unprotected because you do not have our backs. Like, exactly. Why would you feel so comfortable to make fun of her weakest moment of something that probably scarred her for her life, for the rest of her life?
And then try to justify talking about some, well, she's always talking about using niggas and shit. No, no, So, no, they try to use her music. So when people started bringing up Nipsey, Biggie, and Pac, they're talking about some, oh, that's different. Nah, them niggas talked about shooting niggas, beating niggas' asses, stepping on people, and their asses getting, all their asses end up getting shot. So it's like, come on now, if we're going to use lyrics, let's use lyrics against everybody. That's how I feel.
And it's so disgusting because Black women go hard for Black men. It's really disgusting.
Yeah. That's why I was sharing stuff. Like, I think someone said, like, Black women not wanting to be out there, it's valid because a lot of them don't have, like, positive experiences
with Black men.
Exactly. So, like, shoot, I was in the house chilling and whatnot. I mean, I donated to, you know, donate to legit stuff, but it was just like, I'm not going to be out there, like, about to hurt, get myself hurt, get pictures of me taken, or get, you know, have my child out there getting hurt. Like, I'm going to be at home. You know, the men, this is like, even though this is a community versus that type of situation, it's like the men have put it down that I'm the provider, I'm the protector. Like, then go provide and protect, my nigga. Like, go protect.
Go protest.
Exactly.
I feel like I went to one protest. It was a safe protest.
Yeah.
And it was organized within the church. I feel like I would definitely do another protest.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a safe one, because I'm scary, baby, and exactly. I feel like I don't want the wrong person to shove me the wrong way, and the next thing you know, I'm fighting people that I'm supposed to be protesting with, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. But I'm just like, I'm small, you're not about to knock me down, and I'm not about to have the police knock me down, like, period.
I know I did a little peaceful thing. Wow, shoot, it was hot out there, but I know I did a little peaceful thing, but anything else outside of that, it's just like, just the fact that people tried, it was so disgusting. And I was just paying attention to everybody sharing and kicking it. And I was like, okay, noted. Especially seeing other women laugh at that. Especially other dark-skinned women. And it's like, sis, you're unprotected too.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? It was like a couple of months ago. I can't remember who it was. But I think it was a man. And he said something. He said something towards like a black woman and stuff. And I seen other Black women laughing at that. And I'm like, sis, you're unprotected too. Like, kissing ass is not going to get you nowhere. So you need to stop. Yeah. You need to realize that you're, you know, don't let this be your hill. Yeah. Don't let this be your hill. So,
but I just feel like I'm very disgusted with people not coming, like, with other celebs not coming to Megan's aid. Exactly. Like, I know that she's fresh in the industry, but somebody should have came to her aid. I don't know who wrote her privately. I don't know who hit her up privately. But they also was like how she unfollowed Kylie Jenner because I guess she realized what type of people they were. Like I guess Kylie didn't hit her up after getting shot. Like, sweet old Megan, like, she is so sweet. Like, you could tell she's very genuine.
Yeah.
In that, and for something like that to happen, it has to scar her for life.
Some those type of girls can't be trusted. You know, some white girls that can't be trusted. So it's
I feel like they be low key hating us. I feel like white people low key don't like us.
Exactly. Even though they pretend like kumbaya and stuff, it's like, sis, I see right through you. And it's funny because Tory Lanez has a history of being abusive. So the fact
I didn't know that.
It was some ex-girlfriend, and then it was like, I think Dream Doll, allegedly Dream Doll. So it's like, how dare y'all try to say that this woman deserved that when this nigga has history? It's always, choose better niggas instead of holding these niggas accountable. Like
exactly.
I said, some men will have loyalty towards a stranger, a whole nigga that they don't know, instead of, like, their girl or their daughter or their woman in their family. So it's like, at this point, you know, I'm more pro-Black women because I'm a Black woman first. And it's like, I can't focus on other people's issues until I realize, like, our issues are straight.
Yes, definitely. And like, I feel like I'm always side with the woman regardless. Like, right. You know, like, it's so funny because, like, I was on public transportation. I think I was on a train. I don't know where I was at.
Oh yeah, I be seeing videos from New York and it be wildin'.
Baby girl.
And I'm like, y'all like to shoot. Y'all ain't shooting some of these people fast enough, because, you know, y'all be letting certain stuff slide.
We do. They do. And it's so crazy. Like, you know, when you come home from work, you're so exhausted. Yeah. And I think I was getting on the bus. I don't know where I was at. I think I was on the bus. On the bus is a different type of energy.
Yeah.
But this man was getting crazy with another black woman. And I'm just looking like, and this is a full ass bus. Like, why nobody say nothing?
It's
like,
crazy how comfortable.
Am I the only one hearing this?
It's crazy.
And I was, mind you, I was all the way in the back. They was like by the door, and he kept yelling. I just didn't like how he was talking to her, like very aggressive and like yelling at her. And I think he was like, "Watch how you talking to me." Blah 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 blah. And then that's why I stepped in with my big ass mouth. I was like, "Well, if you want her to stop, just shut up then, like, just be quiet, because at the end of the day, you're not going to keep that same energy with another man, you know what I'm saying?" And everybody looking at me like, oh my gosh. I'm like, yeah, because nobody else is going to say something, so I'll say it, like, it's you're true. Not about to, and I feel like you're not about to disrespect another black woman in front of me. There's no way. You're going to have to jump over. You're going to have to be both of us up, because I'm jumping in. I'm jumping in.
Right, I'm hitting you. Hitting you with everything that I got. I don't even care if that's like your girl or family member. Like, why are you comfortable talking to
a woman all
up in her face trying to fight her? Like, that's a weak nigga shit.
It's crazy to me because it was so many other people on the bus. It was a packed ass bus.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm the only one with theirs. Okay. And you know, like, you're tired. You come home from work. You're exhausted.
You're
like,
annoyed.
So the attitude level was on a different type of level that day.
Yeah, superpowers.
Everyone packed that bus. Like, do not today. Like, stop talking to her like that. You're not about to talk to her like that in front of me. No way. And I feel like another black man would never step up to the plate like that for another woman. Like,
yeah, a lot of them feel like, so like, oh, that's not my problem.
Don't keep that energy with a woman. Like, exactly. Crazy.
Like, that's what, you know, that lets you know a person is weak. People like to be like, oh, well, you don't know what she did. Nah, nigga, you is weak. By nature, men are stronger. So it's like, you weak as fuck. Like, get out of here. Like, I can't, nigga, I'm a clown you because you weak. Like, that don't make you tough. It don't matter if it's an old woman, a young woman. It don't even matter if it's a tall woman. Because for some reason, men have an issue with tall women.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like they're intimidated by tall women because it's like, how dare you have height that I'm supposed to have? not to be like that, like, oh, short men, or, you know, they're angry because they're not tall. Nah, some men are intimidated because, according to some men, if a woman is tall, she's a man.
Really?
That's how they feel. That's yeah, that's
I'm not
annoying.
That tall, so I don't.
But it's annoying because they do that. They do that towards Megan. They're like, oh, she a nigga. And it's like,
oh, yeah, they did do that.
And it's like, like if you're a muscular woman, they call you a man. If you have like very sharp, strong facial features, they call you a man. If you tall, they call you a man. But it's, so it's like, oh, so according to y'all, only a man can be tall. Only a man can have muscles. Only a man can have an athletic body, can have abs. Only a man can have a strong jawline.
They just feel like women's supposed to be weak. That's all. That's a woman trait being weak, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Or quote unquote soft. But it's like, listen, I'm exercising trying to get my jawline sharp because I just like that look. Like, the fuck?
Cousin, you are about you. You don't need to change anything, okay?
Nah, but
you don't need to train anything about yourself.
I do be exercising because, like, it's like a certain, like, I'm like athletic, and it's like, before I have my daughter, you know me, I was up there running and doing basketball conditioning and stuff. And so it's like, I like how my body looks when it's athletic. You know, I like the muscles.
Really? I got muscles. I hate them.
What?
I don't hate them. I just like, whatever. They're here. I can't change it. It's whatever.
And man, I like having my muscles. Like, I like having, like, because me, I know my legs ain't going nowhere. My legs ain't getting no smaller and stuff. So it's like, let me like tone it up. Like, I like having that that muscular look. Because when I put on clothes, it's like a certain look I want. And I know that, like, I'm going to get it.
Cousin, you already got the look. You're already perfect. Like, stop it.
Listen.
We're perfect the way we are. Social media tries to brainwash us. Like, we're perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I'm small as shit, but I'm just like, yo, this is how God made me.
Right.
This is it. Like,
that's one thing. I accepted, like, in elementary school, because, like, back then it was just like, oh, if you're not skinny, like, you know, people would, that'll go out their way to drag you. But I accepted that, bitch, like, this is how I'm going to be. Like, I think the last time I was really, really skinny was when I was in second grade. So it's like, okay, girl, like, you have an athletic body. So it's like, okay, boom, I'm in high school. So it's like, okay, let me shape my body up. I went, did basketball conditioning. I liked how my legs were. Like, my legs were strong. It was like I was more toned.
Yeah.
And then I like how, I like them back muscles. And, like, my arms were smaller. And, like, I, like, my muscles were more defined. I just like the athletic look. So I'm like, okay, you know, since, you know, my body ain't going nowhere, let me shape this up. And then after I had my daughter, it was like, I went back small. So it's like, let me tone up. But then I got lazy and then life and whatnot. And I was just sitting around. And then I was like, you know what? Let me get back active. I just like how I feel after working out. That's just it.
Yo, the best feeling in the world. The best feeling.
Yes.
Because you're releasing the endorphins. It's the best feeling in the world.
So like, that's why I'm like, let me exercise more. I mean, I might as well. Because most thing I want to do is like tone up and then like get my abs. I see the abs coming in.
Yes, girl, get
them abs. Yes, have some abs with some stretch marks, because like the stretch marks aren't going nowhere. So
I don't take working out seriously. Like, until I really get a trainer, I do not take that shit serious.
At first, I didn't take it serious either. Like, I fell off because I used to be a person that used to exercise like 2-3 times at the week.
Me too.
And I was straight. But now it's like I fell off. I'm like, I think I got lazy. And then I think it was the people that I was around, because all they did was like lay around and stuff. They wasn't athletic, so it's like I didn't have no motivation.
Yeah, and I feel like with me, because like I had such an active lifestyle before quarantine.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm not working the fuck out. My body's exhausted. Like all the walking that I do a day. Ooh, like I practically walked. I practically worked out today. Like I'm good.
Yeah,
you know, and I feel like messing with me, like I'm gonna wind up losing weight, and I don't want to lose weight. If I work out, so it's more about bulking, and I just need a trainer. Like, right. I just need a trainer, and I have people that's willing to train me. It's just about me taking it seriously and organizing meal plans, like all that crazy stuff. But it's coming soon.
Yes.
But until then, I love myself exactly the way I am. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowing anybody trying to change me or trying to make me feel like I need to change. Like,
right.
Oh wait,
I'd be quick to cut somebody.
You don't
out.
Like it? That's your problem.
I'm going to cut somebody out, like, what? Oh, you want to fight, basically.
Cousin.
But thank you for joining me.
Of course. I had a great time. Like, thank you for having me. This was fun. This was good.
Yes, we have to get a whole, like, me, you, Christina, maybe.
It's going to be different.
Right? Maybe you know, Cairo, if she's available.
He's annoying.
Right. Have a whole group thing. Oh my gosh, are you gonna be just us yelling, "Ted ass, fuck y'all"?
Yo,
they bugging. Like, yeah, I don't know what these people problem is. But thank you.
Ted ass is not fuck them, because I'm a low key girl. I'm a low key type of girl.
Right.
So it's okay. Thank you for having me.